Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Akiva Medlov. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyum will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyum HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyum. That is shasilluminated.org/siyum. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nido Daf Chof Amud Aleph. Din Maris Domim. We saw in the Mishnah Daf Yutis there are five Maris Domim. Maridam, the Gemara says, Maridam is in the color red. Yalfinon mikobe molochim, vayiru moyav esmaim adumim kedam. That's the mocker that the Maridam of Nido is red. Vomar abavo omalko domeho, harikan albo. The Gemara learns out. Loshen domeho domeho, twice is mentioned in the Pasuk, miut rabim shnayim. Mainly we learn out that there are four different types of maris domim. Shachar is the fifth color, which is odim hu elo shaloko. Nishtana mar'eyu, it changed to be black. But b'yisayda mar'ed is four maris domim, and it's learned out from domeho domeho. Now the Gemara, the sugi here in Daf Chof, that each mare of the four Maris Domin, the Gemara brings down what's the din if dihomar ehu, that means it became a little lighter color than the original color, or omoy kemeno, that means it became a darker color from the original color. There's a few shittas in the Gemara, what's the din dihomar ehu, brighter color or omoy kemeno? The Binas Odom in Hilchos Shechita Klal Yud Beis Yivkot Ches says that we see from the Gemara that deals in each color of the four Maris Domim, when it becomes a darker color of that Mare, or it becomes a brighter color, we see that all these four Maris Domim, they have a color b'fnei atzmoi, and they're different, a different type of color from each to the other. And each one of the four are chilek k'shem Mare b'fnei atzmoi. And there the question is, if this Mare becomes more brighter color, maybe then it would be tar. If it becomes more a stronger color, that means omi kem, and it would be Mare tome. But we see that the be'etzim, it's not only from one type of color and goes up. There's four different types of color. And each color has a different type, and on that it's shaykh to say what happens if it becomes that type, if it becomes more stronger color or a lighter color. So there's four sugim shoinim of Maris Domim. Now the Gemara has brought down that there was a few Amoraim that didn't want to be mavchin of the Maris Domim since they weren't pkiim. Gemara brings down they were chachomim that were pkiim. Al kaponim bizmana Talmud we see that not all the Amoraim were pkiim had the pkiis to be mavchin ben dam ledam. So the Rosh here in Siman Dalet says that in our doyreis, in our generation, we're for sure not pekim. Even bizman Talmud, the Rosh says hayu chachomim that were nimna, that they didn't want to be boidek dam if it would be mare dam dam or not. So mele bizmanenu, the Rosh says vade we have to be machmir not to be mavchin ben dam ledam. Just the Rosh is moisif. If the question would be, if it has, it's a green color, whereas deme, that it looks like a mare that is yellowish, or a loven mare, that we can tell also today. But lahavchin ben dam ledam, kol mare anuita ladmimus, if it has a red color, l'maisu were metame mimon of shach. We don't say that maybe it's not shaykh to one of the mare's domim, tmeim. Ela kol hanoitel admimus, the Rosh says, einanu pkim lehavchin, if it's shaykh to one of the dalid maris tmeim. Mashmos of the Rosh is that it's a chumrah after the chsimas haTalmud. Bizman hazeh, the Rosh says that even in Zman leGemara we find that there were chachomim that didn't want to be mavchin ben dam ledam, so for sure also bizman hazeh, it's a chumrah after chsimas haTalmud mikoyach sofek, where you don't have that excuse. But the loshen of the Rif in Shvuis and the Rambam Bisuri Bio, according to the Shita Samagin Mishnah, the Shita Sarambam, the Tur and Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, they say that the Chumrah is in our time not to be Boidik, not to be Mavchin, Ben Dam Ledam, not to be Kuivea, if this Dam is one of the Arba Maruis Domim Tmeim. Just we hold that any Mari Adam Odoim that is Neitel Admimus were Machmir, so they hold that it's Medina de Gemara. Hainu mitakonas Rav Zeire, shechmiru b'nois Yisroel hachmir al atzmon. Yoish v'yisafiru al tipas dam kechal, yoish v'yizaynikim. So the Chumra of Rav Zeire is bechlal that Chumra, any Mari Adam that is Neitel Admimus is shaykh to takonas Rav Zeire to be Machmir. So mainly comes out as Medina de Gemara to be Machmir on this Maridah. It's not a problem. It comes out according to the Rosh, it's a Chumrah after Chsimas HaTalmud, since we're not Boki, mainly Misofa Gur Machmir, according to the Rif in the Rambam, Shmuel Satur, that it's all Medina de Gemara, not to be Mavchim Midam Ledam, and any Dam that had, any that has the color is Neitel Admimus, it's Nesar. The Nafkamino, in this chikira, in these two shittas, if the chumrah today is only after chsimas haTalmud, and it's built mitzad she'ein lanu pkim, or it's mitakonas Rav Zeira, what happens if you have a sofik in the mare? If it's only mitakonas rishonim, after chsimas haTalmud, and the reason the yisoid is since we have no, we're not pkim, havchin ben mare le mare. So if you have another sofik that it's mitzaref to this, to the color of the dam, so then we can be making we didn't fake sveiko, and that's the way this is retiring. Simon Kuf Pei Ches if Kotan Ches, he brings in the name of the Beis Yankiv. That if you have another sofik, she's not sure if it came from her. Maybe it came me'almo, or bechlal she has a sofik. Maybe it wasn't neitel admimus bechlal. In that case, there's a tzad to be making we didn't fake sveiko. Maybe Bechal wasn't a Mare Odoim, and even if it would be a Mare Odoim, maybe it's not Shaykh to one of the Dalid Maruis Domim Tmeim. Just we're not Mavchim Nikoach Sofek, Eino Nubkim. But I'll call Ponim Lemaisi Yehav, it's Sofek, it's Talfel Zot Sofek, that would build it into a Sveik Sveikal Aheter. And that's what also the Chuvis Marachal Zawar, and Simin Kufiud base. Meidoch dasa beis meir and simin kuf peiches, not like the beis yankiv. And the beis yankiv and the beis meir holds that what we're metame, every dam that is neutel ad mimus, it's not only misofik, ele migzeiras chachomim betiras vadai. Any maria neutel ad mimus is bechal takonas rabzeire, that betiras vadai, you have to be machmir, dam nido. And he brings, just like we find in the Shach in Kloli Sveik Sveike, Simen Kuf Yud, Sif Yud Ches. The Shach there is speaking about Kvinois Akun. The cheese of Nochrim, the Sofek, maybe they were Mamid, the Kvino, in Kevis Shel Nevelo. Mamid, so you have a Tamke, Iker Dikadin, it's Nesar Meiker Adin, if the Kvino was Nemad, the Kevis Nevelo. So me sofek lemaisa were machmir not to eat kvino yisul nochrim. So the Shach says, vade the reasoning that Chazal aser kvino yisul akum is mikoyach sofek, Shemad has a tam nevelo. But if you would have a sveik sveika, if you have a sofek, maybe b'chlal it's kvino yisul Yisrael. Vim tinta loim al kvino yisul akum, maybe this kvino yis, this cheese wasn't put in the kevis of nevelo. Would we have a sveik sveika involved? The Shach says no. Even though the reasoning of the Isser of Gvinas Akim is Mekoyach Sofek, but after Chazal Aser it, so it's Nesa B'Tiras Vadai. And since it's Nesar B'Tir HaSvadai, it's not Mitzdarif to a Sveik, Sveikula Heter. So Memela, the Beis Meir says, also here, even though you have Dalid Maris Domim Tmeim, even though the reason of Takonas Reb Zeireh is based on the Chesun B'Kiyas, that today we can't be Mavchin, or even as Zman HaTalmud, we can't be Mavchin Ben Dam L'Dam, but after Chazal Aser it, so it's Nesar B'Tir HaSvadai. Memele, it's not mitzvah to sveik sveik. So that's the machlokes. Sidrei Taira holds that it's mitzvah to sveik sveik. Meidach shitas of Beis Meir, it's not mitzvah. You say pluktosom, if the chumra b'zman hazeh is not mitakonas chazal, it's only if the chsimas Talmud memele, it's only mikoyach sofik. We don't have koyach to be mesakin with the rasvadai. So the chumra b'zman hazeh is takonas rishenim, not to be mavchin medan ledam, any dam that is noitel ad mimus, we ask. Meidach, according to the Rif in the Rambam, Mashmol Satur, that it's mitakonas rabzere, so mele can be betiras vada in esar, and it's not mitzaref l'sveik sveik. Now, we have a lot of times a shinui b'mari hadam. That means, b'yitzias hadam migufo isho, it can be a mari tohoir, and after it dries, the mare came out boifin that it was lach and it was a mare tohir. And then after a little time, it can be dried out and then the mare would be a mare tome. The question is, how will we kuivea the mare here to be metame the isha? Bosal yitziosom in haguf. And since then it would be a mare tohir, we can be metahir. Oy dilmo, Kol Zman that we see, even if it changed now, we see a Mare Tome, then maybe we have a Tlio, that was Me'olam was a Mare Tome, and we're Metame the Isha. There's a big machlokes in this Indian. The Bach holds in Tzvin Kuf Pei Ches that if the woman, she saw a Mare Bo'idri Lach, it would be a Mare Tohor, and after it dried out, Nikol Bo Mare Tome, so the Bach paskens that she's a tmeil. Why? Since we're choishish, that even in the beginning, after we find now that it's a maritome, after it was dried out, we hold that yesh litlis, that mitchilosei also, it was a maritome, just niskase beloiben, there was, for some reason, it wasn't niker boy, but if we find it now, that it's a maritome, we're toile shekach hoyo, and that's also the das of the taz and the shach. Mitzad sheni, we find the Chacham Tzvi and Simen Mem Vov. The Pischei Tshuva brings it down here. He says like this, that if the mare b'yitziyosi min haguf was a mare tohoir, so the isha is tohoir. Even though afterwards, nishtane, it changed to be a mare tome. Bosar yitziyah min haguf azlinon, according to the Chacham Tzvi. He says, what is right to this union? He says, al korchoch. If it comes out that when it would be a marit tome, a tohoir, be yitziyah min haguf, and the Chacham would be metaya this isho, it comes out that afterwards, if we would hold, like the Bach, that if it changes, and now it's a marit tome, it comes out that we're metamir ol mafreya, ein zedal kinoyam. We find in the Gemara in Yevamis Daf Pizayin Omud Beis. The Gemara there asks what the Indian of Yibum. Gemara says like this: Yevomo, any Yevomo, any Isha Shemesa Beloi Bonim, you have mitzvah Yibum. What happens if she has Bonim? There's no mitzvah Yibum. What happens Boifen Bezman Misas Habal, the Isha had one son, and a little while afterwards he died. Now, the Gemara says, maybe now she would be nizkak leibum. You have the matzav of an isha, meis bailo, she's beloi bonim. Maybe we can be mechadish now, mitzvah sibum. Eishes hameis beloi bonim. The Gemara says, no. And since this, it's not derkei noyam. Since in the beginning, v'shas misas habal, that at that time, she wasn't zkuka liyovam, even though you have a reason now to be mechadish zik leibum, but to be mechadish zikah, since we patterned it before, she was mutal ashuk, ein zedarki noyam, she is abtul ashuk, now she will be mechadish zikah layov. So the same thing, the Chacham Tzvi says, We see from that sugya that Tochel Dachinoyim means that it's nikva b'reisho, tchilas dino. And you can't change nheta that was already muteres to change it now to an iser. Zelva zach, the Chacham Tzvi says also here, if the marim b'reisho, b'yitziyosam and aguf would be a marit tohoir, so even after it would be changed now, we see, but if it were dried, it's a marit tome. But it comes out that now you want to say that she's tmeo, that's the svar of the Chacham Tzvi and his chiluk and the Bach. The Chavetz Das and Tzimun Kuf Piches, Biurim Sifkot Nalef, the Maisi is masking to the Chacham Tzvi. And he says, just like if there would be a Maret Tome, be a Tzim in Haguf, so even if it would be Mishtane, it would change now to become a Maret Toher after it dries. Kol Mokum we hold, she's Tmeo. That's the sugya in the Amud Beis. So we see that Bosal Yitzir Min Aguf has Lina. So since Mishas Yitzir Min Aguf, that is Kuivea, and therefore, if it was a Mare Tome, be Yitzir Min Aguf, even though it would change to a Mare Tore, she's Tomeo. Because that says, Hu Adin Vuhu Atam, if the Mare would be a Mare Tore, be Yitzir Min Aguf, even though afterwards it would be changing into a Mare Tome, Mikol Mokoim Tohir. So the Agus, the Imri Baruch and the Chavis Das, he says, it's not a raya. What we find in the Gemara, that if it would be a mare, be it tziyos on a guf mare tome, and afterwards it was nishtane to a mare tohir, we hold that she's tmeo. The reason is, the Imri Baruch time is like this, that if we find now that it's a mare tohir, even though be yitziyosim and aguf in mare tome, so we say that hechiach soifoi al tchiloso. Excuse me, we can't say in this case hechiach soifoi al tchiloso. If it was a mare tome, be yitziyosim and aguf, and now it changed to a whiter color, al korchoch, there was some type of ischachis now that made it into a whiter color. But we can't say that now that it's a whiter color, it's mechiach soifa al tchilosoi, that milchatchila wasn't neitel admimus. Biyitziyosim el aguf, it was neitel admimus meiluver metame. If you have a change into a lighter color, as white or green, or yellow, al kolchoch, it was ischachis that was meshane. So then we're metame. But in the case of that in the beginning, it would be amare tohir, and now we see that when it's red, al korchoch here, how did it become red? This chachis doesn't make it into a darker red color. Al korchoch, hechiach soifei al tchilosoi. So memele, you don't have a raya. So lo ilom, you have the sora of the Chacham Tzvi, it's the sora b'fnei atzmo, of the Rechad al chinoya. But what the Chavetz Das wants to say, that al korchoch, the kvius hamaris is b'tziosim in aguf. So then that, in Riboruch Taylas, it depends. If the Shinui is Ischachas afterwards, there's no klal that the Yitzias Sumer the Guf is Kuvir. We have to know the Emes. What Mara came out of the Guf? Just to know that Emes, it's Mitlotola Vekoi. If the Shinui, if the change that happened afterwards, if we can say, Hoychiach Suifoy Al Tchivosoy, that means that if it became a red color afterwards, you can't say chiach soifei al tchilosoi. If we see afterwards that it's a red color, here you can say chiach soifei al tchilosoi. Because here, pshat is, it wasn't mischadish new color. Al korchoch, if it's red now, milchatchil would be red. Just niskase beloiven, there were the lachus, other lachus there covered it, and now it's misgale. So there you have chiach soifei al tchilosoi. Therefore, it's a reason to hold not like the Chacham Tzvi, just like the Bach, Taz, and Shach, that if it would be a Mare Tor Mireisha, now it becomes red, and Chiach Sif Al Tchilos. But Lidach Gisa, if in the beginning it would be a Mare Tome, and then it becomes lighter color, here we say, you can't use the lighter color to say Chiach Sif Al Tchilos. Here Al Kochoch, something happened, the change, there was something that was Mischadish, and therefore in this case, since it's the newest chachis, we still apply by the tome in the beginning that was b'tziyosim in aguf. Now the Bach l'shitosei that is machmir, that if it would be a maritomer mireisha, and then it changed into a maritomer where metame, the Bach has another chiddush. He says, therefore, the woman shouldn't show the mare when it comes out of the goof and it still has, it's still lach, she shouldn't show it to a chochom to decide if it's a maritomer or maritomer, since even if the mare as it is now, it's a maritomer, but since after it dries, maybe it would be mishtani, it would change. That, and according to the Bach, his shita is that if it changes to a maritome, we're metame. So therefore, he says, l'chadchil, you can't bring it to a chochom, bo'idri lach. The Chavisda says that even according to the Bach is only talking about b'diko of Zayin Nekim or Hefzik Tairo, but stam k'somim, you don't have to be mach. Midach gisodas hataz v'ashach, even though that Me'ikar Adin they hold like the Shitas HaBach, that if when Bishas Yitziyosim in Haguf, it would be a Mare Toher, and then it would change to a Mare Tome or Metame, since as the Seifi Mechiach Al Chilosoi, but to be Machmer, this another Chumra, that we're Choish, that we should be Choishesh, Bo'idi Lach Shema Yishtane, we're not Choishesh Shema Yishtane. If we see, come on, that in the that it changed, then we say that if it changed from Maritori to Maritori, we can be Metame. But Lochush Mireisho, to be Choishesh from the beginning, that maybe it would be changing, we're not Choishesh. And therefore, even according to the Shitas HaBach, that if it changed, we answer it. We call Mokim, you don't have to be Choishesh Mireisho, therefore they pass in, that even Boidi Lach, you can bring it to the Choch. Yeah, Daf Chof Amud Beis. Mora says like this. Hayi isisi, da aise doma lekameid rablozo. There was a woman that brought a married dam, kameid rablozo. Have Yosef Rab Ami kamei, alchei. Alchei pashtis, he smelled the blood. Oma le hay dam chimutu. Rablozo paskin, this dam is not dam nidus, it's dam chimut. Bosal de nafko itpali Rav Ami. Afterwards, when the woman went out, so Rav Ami came, is close to her, and on that the woman said, "Omalei bayli hoyo baderech v'chimadetiv kori oleo soid Hashem le'yireyov." So the word brings down that the Ublozer was mavchin between dam nidus and dam chimud. Yikoyach chushaveach dam chimud. The Marsho here. And Al-Asara says that it wasn't mitzah, mikoyach chushareach, he was mavchin, between dam nidu and dam chimut. Just the Indian is, the Marashah says, just like we find in Melech HaMoshiach, ve'hirichoi b'yiras Hashem, and that's the psach, soir Hashem le'yireov, haynu ruach ha-kodesh. Through ruach ha-kodesh, he knew that it wasn't dam nidu, it was dam chimut. So you have to know, l'choyro, ter lo'y b'shomayim hi, and l'chayri can't use giluyim of a giluyim in a shomayim to be koyveh halacha. Well, the mice in a few places we find such things that al yidei gililyo or gwaran yumo legabe hamon. A few cases we find that al yidei giluyim in a shomayim kach nikva halacha. That's a famous Maritz Chayes and Shabbos Kupches. He brings down that even though we found in a few places that through Gili Elio or other Giluim Nashomayim, Nifzak Alocho, he says like this, that if the Gufa Uvdo is Misgale, Al Yedei Giluim Nashomayim, you can be Kuvay Alocho. But if the Yedias HaAlocho is Mikoyach Giluim Nashomayim, and that it says Terim Loi Bashomayim. Memele, here in our Sugyo, the Shaila was Gufa de Uvdo. If this Dam is Dam Nidus, or Dam Chimud, that can be nizgale also alidei giluyim of ruach hakodesh, and that's not called teira leba shemayim. Teira leba shemayim means that the gufa de alocha has to be alidei omol yegiye or mekiris teira shemichsav tishval be. The giluyim of teira atzo is not mina shemayim, but the gufa de uvda, just to know the metzias, that can be also alidei giluyim mina shemayim. Now the rishonim here, the Rashbo, the Tosis Arosh, they ask. The Gemara, look, come on, and Daf Samech Vov and Mudal, the Gemara says like this. Tavuo li nosei, vinispaiso, if he asked the woman if she wants to get married, and she was masking, so the Gemara says, Tzricho leishev zayin ekim mishum chshash ledam chimut. So, we see that dam chimut is dam tomeh. Tavua li nosev in ispaisel, we have a chshash, that nisoyre mikoyach hachimut domeho, and that dam is called dam chimut, and therefore, Tzricho leishev zayin ekim, because it was this chashash of dam chim, so we see that dam chim is tome. So Rishonim ask, what did Reb Loza say? He says, I know this dam is not dam neither, it's dam chimut. The shaila is, lu yehei that it's dam chimut, but dam chimut is also tome. So this is the ma'isa three mahalchim. The Rashba and the Teisa Rosh is Enochanami. Vaday dam chimut is dam tome. Just the reason he just mentioned it's dam chimut also came lahavu is chochmosi. That's the Rashi and Tesis Arosh. The Ran and the Chidushim, he brings that, that's a Yesh Oimrim, that Lo'oilom Dam Chimud is Be'emes Dam Tohir. It's not Bechal Dam Nido. And it, the Dam Mitzad Dam Chimud is Dam Tohir. Just, Betavuali Nosev in his spice, or what it says, Tzrich Oleishev Zayin Ekim, it's not because the Dam Chimud Gufo. So the pshat is that through the chimud, so also nisoyrer domeo v'nimshach, it also pulls also out the dam nido together with the dam chimud. Mele ma'oyrov dam nido with the dam chimud, and that's the chshash. Tovu ali nosev v'nispaiso tzrichum leishem zaynekim, not mitzad the dam chimud mitzad atzmoi, ele ma'orov, in the dam chimud, also dam nido, mikoyach hachimud, and since that tipas dam shemu'urov, together with the dam chimud, therefore tzlicho zayin akim. That's what the Ran brings down. Just in our sugyatak, why are we not choishesh? Reb Loza says it's dam chimud. Okay, so dam chimud kshela atzmo is dam tohir and not dam tome. But the question is, we should be choishesh shenis ariv. Ducha chimud also dam nido imoy. And that there's some sefer here in the sugya says two ifanim. Or he says that the whole chshash that besides the dam chimud that's also meurov imoy dam nido atzmo. That's only in a case that she was a pnuyo v'tavu alinose. Then you have a shtarka chimud and there's a chshash that besides the dam chimud nisoyre domeo with dam nido. Together. Masha'inkin b'nesuo, lu yehei, there's only a chshash of dam, there's chimud, but it's only a chshash of dam chimud, but you don't have the mu'ur of imo dam nido. And therefore, by nesuo, dam chimud kshela atzmo is tohir, to be choishesh nisarev imo, or only choishesh b'pnuyo, she tavu al inosei, lu umas nesuo gu. The second mahalach is, according to the Shita Saran, that Reb Lozer, he was a boki to smell that this dam was only dam chimud, and there was no dam nido murovimo. And that's why he was metayer. Dam chimudu, that means only dam chimud. With the al, but it says in the Gemara, arche, Reb Lozer, so he was able to decide that there's no dam nidus together with the dam chimud. And dam chimud kshalatzmo is dam toir. And that's what the Yavetz also says here. Mitzad dam chimud atzmo loylo mitzad dam toir. The whole chshash is m'uravimo. Here, koch kius, so he understood there was bechlal no taroibes of dam nida together with the dam chimud. The third mahalik we find in the Sefer Mei Nido, Shlomo Kluger's Sefer, he says, he dafka holds loylum keshitas harashba and the tesis harosh, that dam chimud is also dam tome. Just he says like this, what Reb Lezer said, dam chimud, it wasn't le'inyan iker hatuma lebailo, vaday dam chimud is also metame. But there's another inyan. Every yitzias dam in a isha, besides the nidoin, if she's tome or tor lebailo, it's also kiveh veses. So memele, in this dam, Loilom, she was tome lebailo. Dam chimud is also chefzer of dam tome. Just, is this kuivea vesis to be choishesh for the next month? Midin vesis achoidesh, roina beinenis, or aflogo? is this dam bikiveves? Here there's a big difference if it's dam nido or dam chinut. If it's dam nido, bokedarko, choishish for veses. But if it's dam chinut, mikoyach chinut nisoidel domeo, here it's not nikva keveses. Memele, what it says in the Gemara, arche roblozor, and it was kivea, this is a dam chinut, it wasn't gabi etzim tumas hadam veoisha, el gabi kvius veses. And then that it says that damnid is not kivea veses. Now, in Ikra Ashitis, the dam chimud is bechlal not a dam tome. The achroinim have a big shaila here. Why be'emes? What's the chisern of dam chimud l'umas dam nido? Why taka the dam chimud wouldn't be dam nido? It's dam b'pshuta yitzum in a mokor. It has also the mare of dam odoyim. So why? Why is it nigra kuicha milioist tome? Even Bo'ines, Isha Shiroso Bo'ines, she's also Tometumas Nido. There's no din mitnoi hadam nido that has to be kedarko. Even Shaloi kedarko, Bo'ines, that's also metame nido. So, dam chimud loigoro mi dam nido shabo Bo'ines. The Cheshek Shloim is mechadish that dam chimud enochanami, it's vadei dam, and it has mare dam. But it's not coming from the Mokar. It's only coming from the Aliyah and the Tzodim. And therefore, it's Dam Tohir. Chazanish, in Simon Kufchov, Sivkot and Aleph, he brings these Tzodim, what's the Chisorn of Dam Chimud? He says, maybe we'll say, it's not coming from the Mokar, but Lamaise, he's Mafkeh this Tzad. He holds that it is Min HaMokar. But Mikol Mokom, we have Rishuma, he doesn't give a reasoning that this dam, Gemara's Mashmos is dam chimud eina tome. Chazanisha says there's a big enough kemino that even if it wouldn't be metame the isha for some reason, dam chimud, but we still would have the needling of mikor mikoy me tome. Any dam is yetzim in hamokor besides the din of tumas nido, which is an isha royo. And there, maybe dam chimud is not bechlal re'iyas or isha. But mikol mokin, the dam kshela atzmoy is yetzim in hamokar, and he would have a din of mekor mekoy mitom. Yet, weiter. The Gemara brings down that Yalto, she was ishes of Nachman. So she had a mare dam, and she brought the mare to Rabba Bal Chano, and he was metame this mare. And afterwards, she went to a different chochem, Rabbi Yitzchok, Breid Rav Yudo. And it was Metayer. The Gemara asks, Vahetanyo, chochom shetimei, ein chavei, lo yashen letayer. It says in the Braiso, that if you have the first chochom that was metame, chavei lo yashen letayer. So how did Rabbi Yitzchok, Breid Rav Yudo, metayer this mare? The Gemara answers, that Rabbi Yitzchok, the Chochom HaSheni, be'emes he was metame, just like the Chochom HaRishon. Why? Mishum kvoidoi. Just after that Yalto, Ishus of Nachman, she said that be'etzim this type of mare every day I showed to Rabbi Bal Valchana, and he was metire. This is the exact mare. Just today he was metame, since he had some mechush in his eyes, he didn't see well, and therefore he was metame. But be'etzem, this mare, Rabbi Bar Balchana himself holds that it's tohor. Therefore, Rabbi Yitzchok was metayer. Since Rabbi Yitzchok was toile, that even the Chochom HaRishon, Rabbi Bar Chana, would be metayer be'etzem, just he didn't see well. That's what the Gemara explains. That was the Mahalik. That's what the if and how the Chochom HaSheni can be metayer. There was, since according to what she spoke, what she told him, even the Chacham Rishon in this case would be Metayer. Now, Be'ikil, this, what it says in the Brais, this din, Chacham Shetime, in Chaveru Rashi Lahatir, we find there's three reasonings in the Rishonim, B'Yaseid HaDofar. The Rishonim are in Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin, the Rosh, and the Ramban, the Ran, they bring Shitas HaRavid. The Ravid explains that the Chochom HaRishon, that he was Oyser, the reason why the Chochom HaSheni afterwards can't be Metayer, since the Chochem Harishon Shavio Chticho Digisur. Hainu, when there's a certain Shaila comes up to the Chochem, so on this Shaila that was coming up, the Chochem had a Chalois Hoira, he was Moirele Isser, and Hoira that is Chale Isser, it's Shavio Chticho Digisuro, and he can't be Mevatel. The Meiri there says that even the Chochem himself that was Oyser, he can't be Matir. If you have changed, if you have the Gufa, the Gufa being changed, or Dvormshin is Chadshu afterwards, it can be different. But I'll call upon him in the same case, that Chalo Hoiro Shav Yechticho Di Yisuro, Memele En Chochem Chavir Rashi Lahatir. That Shita Sarayvet. The Ram brings down another reason. Shaloi tiye atoira kishtei toirais halolu oisrim halolu metirim. That's the aside of the braiso. Chaviri shaos chochem shahoira shahoira leiser en chavir rasha lahatir shaloi tiye atoira kishtei toirais halolu oisrim halolu metirim. The third reason the Ran brings down, and that's the mashmos of Rashi in our sugya, mipnei kvoidui shel chochem arishon. Not mitzad shav yechticha di yisura, like the Ravid, and not mitzad shalo yekishtei teiro yisalolo oyser aloy matirim. The reason is mipnei kvoidu yishul chochom. Chochom rishon, kvoidu chochom, the chochom hasheni can't be oyser after the chochom arishon was mat. And there's a few nafkaminas in these reasoning. Number one, if the first chochom was matir, could the sheni, the Chochem HaSheni now can be Oyser? The Braisa is talking about a case that the first Chochem was Oyser. And that, the Braisa says, Ein HaSheni Yochoy Lahatir. What would be in the opposite case? If the first Chochem would be Matir. So, according to the Ravid, that the Yisera Din is of Chochem HaOsar, SheOsar in Chavir Rasha Lahatir, it's Mitzad that Shav Yechticha Di Yisuro. The first Chochem was Shav Yechticha Di Yisuro, therefore you can't be Mevatel. If that is the reason, that is only Shaykh if the first Chochem would be Oyser. But if the Chochem HaRishon would be Matir, Lechal Kan Yechticha Di Yisuro. And in this case, there wouldn't be the Chumra. In this case, the Chochem HaShein Yochel HaHatir. But that's only according to Shita Salaivim. That the Yisrael Adin of Chochem Shoso is Mitzad Shav Yechticha Di Yisuro. But Ladas Haran and Avida Zorah, that the reasoning is Shaloiti a Torah Kishtei Torahs, or according to Rashi's reasoning, Mitzad Kvoidu Shal Rishon, so there won't be enough Gemina if the Chochem HaRishon would be Oyser or be Matir in any case. If Ne Kvoidu Shal Chochem, Oy Shaloiti a Torah Kishtei Torahs, the Chochem HaShein, you can't say different than the Chochem HaRishon. Another nafkamina, the Ram there in Avodah Zarah says, if you can be machzir, the hero of the Rishon, that means the Chochem HaSheni calls up the Chochem HaRishon and explains him his reasoning, and the Chochem HaRishon now is masking. So if it's mitzad kvoidui, o shalot yesh teirah kashtei teirah yishalolu oishram alolu metirim, the Ram says, according to this, it would be mutter. But if it's mitzad shav yechticha di yisuro, you can't be matir. Another nafkamina the Ran says, dear Avodah Zarah, that even if the Rishon wouldn't be choizer him, just the sheni is godel meno bechochmo, in this, oifen, so the sheni can be moira differently. You don't have kvoidu shel chochom b'mokoyim, that you have a much bigger chochom as a chochom sheni. Third nafkamina the Ran says, what would be Bedine Mominus. If the first Chochom was Mechayiv, couldn't the second Chochom be Mezake or not? So the Ran says, according to the Ravid, that the reason is Mitzad Shav Yechticha Di Yisura, that's only Bedine Yisur Veheter. Then the Chaloi Seiroi is Shav Yechticha Di Yisura, and it can't be Matir. But Bedine Mominus, Chayiv Oizakai, it's not a Chticha Di Yisura, there you won't have a problem. There's no nafkamina ben dine yisur and dine mominus. Kvoidu munach, kvoidu chochom munach. It doesn't matter l'isr l'heter, it doesn't matter also l'gabi dini momes. And also if it's shayach to shaliti atayr kishtei tayrais, in any case, it would be shayach also b'dini momes. Now, it's a double poshet that this whole needling of a chochum shayr l'isr, that en chavir rashi l'hatir, it's only hoira in a certain shayla that came bifnei a chochum. If it's a shayla klolis, what's the halacha? And in not a certain maisa mesuyom that came to the chochom, that's not shaykh to the suy of chochom shahiru. It's not shaykh to the, what's the ideas halacha, boifin kloli. The whole needling of chochom shahiru is only when you have a maisa mesuyom, lefoneinu, then you have the chalois hayro, that's chali. But not the ideas halacha be'alma. And that's wrote down also in Reb Nissim Karelitz and Chut HaSholis in Kuf Peiches. That's a double poshut. Now the Rishonim are moisif here that the whole sugya of Chochom Shoira and Chavir Rashi Lahatir, the Yisayla Isser is on the Chochom itself. But on the Shoyel, there's no Isser going to a different Chochom. Therefore, the whole Shaila of the Gemara was, had Reb Yitzchok be Moire, a different way than Rabbi Bar Bar Chano, but there was no shayla on Yalto, Ishus Rav Nachman Gufo, how did she go from one chochum to the other chochum? The Isser is on the chochum, not on the shoyel. But the Ramon, Reishman Beis in Yerudea says, but the shoyel that wants to go to a different chochum, he has to be moidia to the second chochom that he already asked the first chochom avishon, and he was oiser. And here you have a mokim that the chochom asheni would be noise v'noisen with the first one. Maybe he would be choizer boy, but the shoyel has to say that the first chochom did ask it. Now Yalta, the ishus of Nachman, she sold the maris to chachomim, but she didn't show it to her husband of Nachman. Rishonim say Rav Nachman Pashto was also boki lahavchin ben mare lemare. Why did she bring it to other chachomim and she didn't bring it to her husband Rav Nachman? Tosfos and other Rishonim say, or since he wasn't in town at the time, oishema she was choishesh that he would be machmir more on himself, libo noichvoy, and therefore she didn't take it to Rav Nachman. She took it to other chachomim. But Meikir Adin Toises says, and other most Rishonim all like that, that Vaday Chochom can be Roye Mawis Ishtoi, and even the woman herself can also be Roye Mawis Atzmo. Dainu Klapi. What did the Mishnah and the Goyim? The Mishnah and the Goyim Perik Beis Mishnah Hedi. The Mishnah says we find that En Adam Roye Nigei Atzmo. The din of negoyim shel metzora ino dem roye nigei atzmo. Nega he has to show to the chacham, but he can't be pusik on nigei atzmo. Remeir says also negoyim shel kroivov he can't be pusik on them. He has to show to the chacham. Nedarim also the Mishnah says ino dem matir nidrei atzmo. Rabbi Yehuda says also nidrei yishtoi he can't see. So the Rishonim bring down we find these two dinim legabe nigei atzmo. And legabe nidri atzmoi or kroivoi, and then it says enadam roya. But legabe dmei ishtoi the domim, dam ishtoi, it's not brought down in the Mishnah, and therefore, since it's not brought down, linian maris, so memele an odom can be poisek and maris ishtoi vafilu hi atzmo. Luma says we find Miri in our sugya says that even Lagavi Maris also enadam roye Maris ishtoi bekol sheken he atzmo. Just like we find Lagavi negoyim hu adin vhu atam also Lagavi dmei ishtoi. In the Mashmos and the Marisho, that's the way he learned in Shitas Rashi in our sugya that it's poshut that he can't be poisek and Maris ishtoi or she the woman herself can't be poisek and her Maris. But la'alochu kamel la'likrod v'rishenim that v'aday odam roye maris ishtoi. The Rashi Negoim, Perek Hei Mishnah Beis, he says that einoch haname, v'aday odam roye dmei ishtoi, and also hi atzmo. The Rashi says, aval, when you have his chazik isuro, then ein odam roye nigi atzmo. The Bina Sodom in Klal Kuftes, Gimel says, according to the Rash, that that is Chazik Isura, somebody can paskin and marries Ishtoi, and also she herself can be Pesach. So according to that, if you have a Nidin Lagabi Tvilas, his wife was Tevel, you have a Shail Lagabi Chitzitzo, so the husband can't be Pesach, not Yediyas HaLocho. So the husband can't be Pesach Lagabi Dine Chitzitzo, Lagabi Tyrus HaTvilo, Mishum Shis Chazik Isur. Since the Nidin is, was she Nitar Mikach, the Tumaso Sholeho, it's called Ischazik Isuro. So according to the Rash, he can't be Pesik, the Shailam Isuyemes. Legabe, Nidin Hazev, Chitzitzo. Who are then Legabe Hefsik Tyra? If there's no Nidin Bechlal, there's no Shaila Bechlal, that's something else. But if there's a Shailo, here, according to the Rash, it's a Tzir of Ischazik Isuro, She'en Adam Pesik, Legabe, Dmei Ishtri. Yeah, the Gemara, it's brought down in the Braisa. Nemenes isho loimal, kozeo isiv vovadetiv. I know that the woman, were not choishesh also for demyonis, and were not choishesh legabi nemunoso. And she can say, this is this exact maredam I showed to a chochom, kozeo isiv vovadetiv. Now, the Gemara has a suffix. Maybe it's only in the oifen that the mare is not lefoneinu. Then she can say, I had this type of mare, if she can't show the mare she's talking about. Aval beoifen that the mare lefoneinu. And Chavriseh want her to be paskin the shail. And she wants to say, kazelo isi v'tiyali chochom. So there the Gemara has a suffix. Maybe when the mare lefoneinu, you would need shailos chacham. Maybe you can't be soimach neish on this type of oif. The Rashash in our sugi asks from the mice that is brought down in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. There is brought down that there was a chereshes, a woman that wasn't able to hear, and chavaroiseho royois umaroislo. And Rashi explains there that this chereshes she was pkiyo b'marois. And she passed in Shaila, so the Maris that was brought down before her. Rashash says, we see from there that you can be Semich alo Isho to be Metarer Maris. Even though we have a Mare lefoneinu, and we can ask a Chochom, Mikol Mokim, the Gemara says that you can be Semich and the Psak of an Isho. So what's the suffix of the Gemara? So in order to answer the Shaila of Rashash, we have to be Magdim. The Rashba in our sukkah. The Rashba asks, "L'choira kaimelon idecho neman biyisurim yalfino lo misofro lo la'atzmo." We're semech gabi b'dikas shivanekim. In Cain, the Rashba says, "Mevur shaloi chayshinon that she's not mavchin. We're not choishesh that she doesn't. She's not saying the truth." So Neman is the Yishal Gabi B'dika Shainakim. The Rashba L'maizah explains like this. Vaday that the Isha is Nemenes and Kibi Seimech, also on her Avchona. Just in our sukkah, it's talking about that there's Dam Lefoneinu, and he's Magdir, it's a Reyuse. In this Dam, that Hechzaknuo Betumo, or there's a Shailo Mikoyach Sofek, we remachzik this Dam Lefoneinu B'tiras Tomeh. And it's called Shor Shochut Lefonecho. There's a Reus. If you have Dam, that you have a Reus, come on. Now you need her Eidus to be Matir, to be Metaher. After you have a Dam with a Reus, that's the Nidon of the Gemara. Maybe you can't be Semech on this woman in a case that you have a Reus, come on, of Shor Shochut Lefonecho, to be Metaher. Any Eidus, you can be Semech on the Isha, there's no Shiloh. But boifen that Yerereus come on, and we were machzik this dam as Tomei, or we had a sofek. Lule Eidus or Isha, so you're using the Eidus of the Isha to be metayer, something that we would be Asrael sofek. And this oifen, that's the sofek of the Gemara can be semech on the Isha. According to that, it's Melam Yusha, the Shaila Rashash. The Gemara Leilun, Daf Yud Gimel, that the Gemara says that Chavariseho of the Chereshes brought the dam before Neho, and they were Semech. There, the Chereshes Paskin, there's no Chash Bechlau. It's no Netila Admimus. There was no Reuse Kamon that were Metair. In that case, Eino Chanami, Nisha is Nemenis. Our whole sugya is, but even that you have Reuse Kamon, Shor Shochot Lefonech. In Be'emes, the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Peiches, if base, when he brings the sugya, so we'll read the Oshon of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says like this. Ne'emenes isho loyma, kozer hu isiv vovadativ. Ve'im humar elovo in o yoroik, tohir. Aval im ivio lefoneinu dam, vichzaknuho betome. O afilu nistapaknu imutome o itohir. V'hiyo imeres chochom ployni tirli kayoitzu b'ze, en tzimchim oleh. So Shulchan Aruch says, Klor, that be'etzim you have an emonus of the Isha to say, kazeru isi v'obadativ, ma'alov v'neyorek tohor, but if she brought it l'foneinu, v'chzaknuho b'tome, or even if we had a sofek, if it's tome yitor, now you need the Isha to be metayer. Then we have a sofek, it's a bayadoli ifshata, and we're machmer in this case. That's called reyus lefonecho, shor shochot lefonecho. Here you're not semich on the isha to be metai. The Bina Sodom in Klalkuf Yud Aleph, Sif He says, that what the isha, she's nemenes, it's only in the oifen that there's no shayla bechlau. There's no netil ladmimus. But if it's something that you need, shaylos chochom, that is also Bichlal a reyuse, and in that case she's Einonemes. Now the Gemara brings down Rebbe Bodik. Rebbe was Bodik the Mare Lo'ir Haner. The Yavitz brings, he asks from the Gemara Megillah Daf Yudalid, Avigail brought down there that Avigail showed Dam le David at night, and David HaMelech says, Ein Marim Dam Bolaylo. Here Rebbe Bodak Leir Haner, and there it says that David HaMelech didn't want to see the Marev, what Avigail brought to him, ki ein marim dam b'layl. The Yavetz answers that by David there was no ner. It was hoyo baderech, there was no ner. But whenever there's a light, there's a candle, memele, even at night you can see the Marev. That's Rebbe Bayos. The Cheshek Shleime answers that there's a difference between to be Marev a kesem that is only the Rabbonon, Lebdiko atzma that is chashash deiris. In our sugya, Rebbe, boide ksomim lo yohaner. Ksomim you can be makel to be boide kloraner, but by David HaMelech, there was neither was bedikas aid. Bedikas aid is chashash deiris. We saw in the sugya sleil daf yudale. And in this case, in bedikas aid atzma le boide kimbolai. The Gemara there continues, Omar of Ami Bal Shmuel, the Kulam in Boit Kimo Yisrael, Ben Chamol Etzel. The Gemara explains what's Ben Chamol Etzel, that when the Shemesh, Kshah Shemesh Me'iro, and then he puts, Keneged the Shemesh, he puts from with his other hand, he blocks the sun, and then he sees the Mare. You have a lot of, even to see it, even borrow, mitzad sheni, he can't have the shemesh mamish lehedye. Lefoneinu, he puts his hand keneged hashemesh. The mashmos is that he wasn't soimech lor haner. You need dafko bin chamol etzel. You need a lot of light to be mavchin bedin mare hadam. The sidri tyron yeredeus simin kuf peiches sifkot na'alev says that what we find that the moirim were makbid in the bdiko. Ben Chamol Etzel, that was only to be mavchin of the, when it was ready, Mare Odoim, and you want to be mavchin, if it's shaykh to one of the four, Minei Domim Tmeim, then you need Havchona Gdoil. But he says in our time, Bezmaneinu, that we're metame be'etzem, any Mare that is Neitel Admimus, and we're metare only Mares that are Doime, L'Yoroik, L'Tsoiv L'Lovon, he says you don't need such a big havchana. Memele efshel b'chol mokim b'chol zman to be mavchin between yoroi kolovo and tzoiv and mare ode. There you don't need no havchana. And the whole sugya of the Gemara, you need a special mare between ben chamol etzel is only the havchana hadako ben maris domim L'shal Mare Od. The Sidri Taira is Moisiv that was brought down in the Ramah in Simin Kuf Tzadik Vov, Sivkot and Dalid, that the Bdiko has to be Lo'or HaYoin and not Lo'or HaNer. So the Sidri Taira says, even what the Ramah is Machmir is only Bdiko of Zayin Akim, that then you have Bechezkas Tumo, then we're Machmir that this Bdiko has to be Lo'or HaYoin. And that even in our time, you have to be Machmir. Aval, whenever she has a cheskas taira, the nidin is if she was nitma, then kaimon b'chol mokim b'chol zman, and you don't have to be makvid davka b'diko lo'ir haner.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.